Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Ashley Updike from, oh my gosh, Correlation as well.
Thank you.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, glad to be here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here too. Always enjoy chatting it up with you at this conference because you're an integral part of this conference and sharing all the expertise and insights that you have along with your fellow correlatives. Is that what you guys are called? Correlatives. Got it. All right. I stand corrected. But Ashley, yeah, how's the conference going so far for you? Because I know we're actually almost done with day one here.
We're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. 3/4 of the way through day one.
It's been great. We've got a ton of people here in person.
Close yeah.
to 1,000
yeah.
attendees.
Well done on that.
Which is really nice mm-hmm. to see. But what we're gearing up for tomorrow is the new client track. So this track is put together for clients that are maybe a prospect, they're still considering Correlation, maybe they're newly signed and their project hasn't kicked off yet, or they're in the early stages of their conversion.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So we've got 3 sessions. It would be great for those attendees to check out. The first one is a credit union who's been there. They've gone through it. What we do is we think back on the previous year and we think which conversion was smooth, which one, you know, was that near flawless conversion.
Yeah.
Who would be great to tell their story to people that are getting ready to go through the project. So we've got Members Heritage.
We had them in here earlier chatting it up.
Awesome.
Yeah. Jennifer and Karen. Yes.
Yes. They have a very cute theme that they use throughout the project to make it fun and to keep staff informed of what's happening. They've carried that theme through their presentation tomorrow.
Good for them.
So I had a sneak peek of that. It's really great. So people should attend that to see what were their best practices, what were the successes, mm-hmm. what are the things that they want to caution you on
yeah.
as you're getting ready to go through this experience.
Yep, yep, good point. Yeah, because I had them in here earlier and they were telling us all the preparation that they had to do and how great experience that Correlation made it as well, because they said we went through another conversion a decade ago and it didn't go so well, but this time around with Correlation it went really, really well. So but there's a lot of work involved, so there was a lot of planning, but everything went really, really well. But yeah, they're gonna have some really good advice for creatives in there for sure.
And you know, in order for a conversion to be successful, it's a partnership, right? So Correlation is involved, but the credit union is a crucial partner to the conversion process.
Yeah, yeah.
They know their data, they know
yep.
their products. They have to test, you know. They go through it, they tell us what's not working as expected, and then we partner with them to fix it, to massage configurations, and that's what ultimately leads to a successful conversion.
Yeah, no doubt. So what other sessions are on tap for tomorrow's new client track?
Sure.
What are the other ones?
We've got 2 more.
Okay.
One, Deland Cuso is going to be presenting. They've been a great partner mm-hmm. to Correlation. They have partnered on 27 Correlation conversions.
Wow.
So we've got 165 credit unions live as of today. They've been a part of quite a few for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Great partner to us in our conversion process. They're going to share conversion best practices from a consultant's perspective on things to watch out for. There's a reason you're converting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are those things that you need to watch out for to protect that investment mm-hmm. you're making in
mm-hmm.
a core conversion?
Yeah, no doubt. So important these days, so important. And this is like a major, major endeavor for any credit union out there. You know, no matter the size. So
Absolutely.
This is really getting all your ducks in a row, as they say, is so important. But you guys do that so well, because actually I'm going back to Karen and Jennifer again. They said that, you know, you guys came in, you guys had this down to an art almost, or a science. So you know, I think the Correlation staff has been there, done that through many, they've seen everything, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so you guys have, you crossed your T's and dotted your I's for sure in this area.
You know, we work very hard to make sure it's a good experience for the credit union, to make sure that the conversion is going to be successful. Many of the people in the Correlation staff have come from credit union.
Yeah,
so
they know that side of it.
They know what side of it. They understand why it's important to the credit union. They understand the impact, and they're there to partner
mm-hmm.
with the credit union
yeah.
to make sure it's successful.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, so I think that's going to be a standing room only session for sure. So yeah, was there another one that
yes.
you want to share?
The last one, we're doing something a little bit different. We have members of the conversion management team for Correlation, and we're going to be presenting things credit unions can do right now to get started.
Okay, good.
We often hear, you know, what can we do right now? Conversions can be stressful. There's a lot of tasks that have to be done. So we have picked topics that each person is going to speak for about 6 minutes, and they're going to tell you things as far as selecting resources, understanding your current products, gathering disclosures, notifying third-party vendors, also what you can do to get ahead of testing. So all things that they can do right now that will make it easier during the conversion process and give their resources a little bit of breathing by getting started.
Yeah.
And it's all things that they can do on their own without Correlation being involved.
It's never too early to start this process. Exactly. And that's, again, I keep going back to Karen and Jennifer, but they said, you know, even though that when they flipped the switch, so to speak, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot more to it than that, but that weekend, okay, that's really busy and hectic, but there's many, many months before of preparation. They said they were started planning a year in advance to their conversion, which is a smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
Very smart.
So our conversion plan, it is 12 months before your go-live date. That's when we start working with a credit union, kicking off, setting the stage for those mock conversions, dress rehearsal weekend, and then ultimately the big event of the conversion.
Mm-hmm, the big event, yeah. I remember years ago, I remember John Landis saying, test again.
Yes.
Oh, and then test again. Yes. So, big proponent of testing and those mock conversions as well.
Absolutely.
So important.
We regularly say test because we can't help you fix it if you don't know that it's an issue, and you know your data and you know what should be happening. So you have to get in there and test and let us know what's not working as expected. The other thing we always say is validate.
I like that. Adding to that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that comes up during those mock conversions.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're taking a look at your data in Keystone.
Okay.
Side by side, old core, new core, field by field.
Mm-hmm.
Are things coming over correctly in the conversion? And again, it's up to the credit union to really take that deep dive and tell us what's not in there as expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a two-way street here for sure if you want this thing to be successful. So,
absolutely.
But again, you guys have set this up so nicely for credit unions out there, because I mean, you've been through what, 165 of them or whatever, 167?
165.
So,
and growing.
And you know, so you know this stuff backwards.
Weekend.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Right after a conference, hey, let's convert
let's
a couple more.
Do it.
So good stuff. Hey, last topic I want to chat with you about real quick is merger trends out there. As we all know, this is a very hot topic in our industry. Some people are okay with it. Some people aren't okay. A very polarizing topic. But what are any trends that you want to share with us?
Sure. So the Correlation Special Projects team, they work with credit unions that are considering mergers. So my advice is, as soon as a credit union is even considering the possibility of doing a merger, to reach out to their CRM, let us know.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll schedule a call. We'll get an understanding of what you're thinking about doing, if you've got somebody in mind, if you're just gathering information for planning purposes.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can walk you through what are the different types of merger projects we can offer, what's the timeline associated with those, what are the fees associated with those.
Okay.
We also can get an idea of where are you at in this process. Are you just considering it? Do you already have board approval? Have you already submitted packets to the NCUA?
Yeah.
That helps us understand where we're at with capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're staffed to do 8 mergers programmatic per year. We can hire additional staff as needed. The last few years we haven't needed to. There's a lot of conversations happening about mergers.
Yeah.
A lot of credit unions reaching out just to say, you know, what would the pricing be? What's your calendar look like? And what I have noticed from the time they reach out, oftentimes credit unions are excited. They're ready to go. What's the soonest date we can do it?
Oh, wow.
I think what credit unions don't realize is how long it can take to get to the point where the merger is actually approved.
Well, there's a lot of similarities to a conversion and a merger. So,
absolutely.
Again, as much planning as possible, and it's never too early to start this process. So there's a lot of similarities here, right?
Absolutely. We tell credit unions, reach out. We can keep it completely confidential. You don't even have to tell us who that credit union
is.
If you're not ready, we will ask a couple of pieces of information just to help us guide you into which merger option would probably be best for your situation. If there are a couple where it could go either way, we'll walk you through what that looks like and help you make that decision.
Yeah. The key word here is, I'm thinking, is seamless.
Yes.
You want this transition to be as seamless as possible, just like a conversion as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so the members aren't affected in any shape or form. So, yeah, good
Definitely.
Stuff.
So, just reach out as soon as you are considering it so we can have that conversation because we want you to be informed to have all that information up front as you're evaluating whether you want to do it or not.
Good stuff. All right, Ashley. You are officially off the hot seat. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and sharing with us about the new client track, conversions, mergers, all very hot topics in our industry these days. And you guys at Correlation are right on top of it as always. So well done.
Thank you.
You are welcome. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.